And I got two new series that I'm doing, and we started them out today, and this one is called Raising the Bar. And I got Ray back there. Yeah, raising the bar from pit to pinnacle. How can you go from the pit to the top? How can you get out of that hole in your life? And if there's anybody that can help you with this, it's me. Are you listening to me say? How many been in a hole before, a deep hole in your life? I'm talking a hole. Been there. And we're going to talk about it over the next several weeks, but to help you, to encourage you. And anyway, pray for me up here this morning. I'm hearing buzzing and all that kind of stuff. And I'm hearing it out of this monitor, Kev. Let's see what we can do to it. See what happens. It's coming out of that box right there. It went away. Yay! How about that right there? Amen. Say that with me. The what? I'm going to do a five-week series. I was going to do it four, but years ago I was in a pit. And I'm not going to get into my life and the struggle and the suffering I went through and the pain, but I'm only to say is that I'm not in that pit now. Amen? Say. When I, yeah, praise the Lord. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on! So, I was in that hole. And I mean, I designed this whole message, okay? And I know what it feels like. And but this time around, I wasn't even going to do this message today. But I thought there's no way I'm going to do from the pit to the pinnacle without going and looking back at something I did in the past. And I want to talk to you about it today. I think it'll be a big help to you. So the question is, are you in a pit? If you're not in a pit, thank the Lord you ain't in one. Amen? But some in this room today are in a pit. Are you in a pit? Let's keep moving, Ray. Now you can try to claw your way out. Keep moving, push me. You can try to claw your way out. You can try to cuss your way out. How many ever cussed when you was in the pit, Sam? I mean, you just cussed, man. But pastor's hand went up. I was in the pit and I realized why cussing was invented. I'm serious. I'm being honest. It's the truth. Man, you can try to claw your way out, cuss your way out. You can try to climb your way out. I'm in a pit. I'm going to climb out of here. Or, listen, or you can do the only real way. The only way it's going to get you out. This is my message. Here it is. You can cry your way out. You can cry out to God for help. Are you listening today? Say, you can cry your way out. Cry out to God. I want to talk about the pit. And I did a lot of research on this thing. Did a lot of study. Back when I was in the hole, I was trying to figure out how do people get in a hole. I knew how I got in a hole, but there's other times, ways that people get in a hole where they're just shot, man. So there's four ways to get into a pit. The first one is jump. I jump into a pit. Well, there you are. You're in a pit. Yeah, you jumped in it. There it is. You in the hole. You jumped in it. Say, I jumped in it. Okay, that's number one. Look at number two. Second way. Second way to get into the pit. Come on, help me now. So I stumbled into the pit. I stumbled. It's still, I did it. I stumbled into that pit. Is it like I wanted to go over to the edge and just jump? Yay! No, but you stumbled, but you're still in the pit. Say, I stumbled. Number three. Now, help me. Y'all going to go sleep on me when I'm talking about the pit here. Don't do that to me. Don't quit in the pit. Here we go. Come on. Here we go. Number three. I can get shoved into the pit. Shoved. What's that mean? You're going to find out a little bit. So that's another way. Get shoved. Say, I got shoved. How many ever felt like you got shoved? I know. Here you go. Number four, I get bumped. Bumped. Or is this too over your head so far for preaching this morning? Say, well, he talked about the pit. Jumped, stumbled, shoved, bumped. Got him, yes or no? Now, there could be other ways. Don't come to me later and argue with me. I know there's more ways. There's four of them right now on the message. Here we go. So I got bumped into the pit. So jumped. Jumped means what? Jumped means what? I did it. Okay? I did it. I'm in the pit, but who did it? Who did it? I did it. Number two. Stumbled, I did what? I fell. People stumble. Sometimes some bad choices. And you do what? You fall. Now, we can argue all day about how people get into a pit, but the bottom line is people are in a pit and they got to get out. Number three is shove. What does that mean? Somebody pushed me. Somebody pushed me. I wasn't in the pit. I was on top of things. Boom. Boom on the bottom. Somebody pushed me. Y'all listening so far? Say. Number four, I got bumped. What does that mean to me? It means circumstances. Circumstances has caused me to fall into this pit. There's a lot of circumstances that can come in our life. You name it. People can get depressed over a number of reasons. A number of things can happen to people. Maybe somebody's got a job and they come in one day. You're fired. Getting rid of your job. How about, is that a nice little pit thing? Yes or no? Say. Lose your home. Your children can make decisions, horrible decisions, that absolutely destroy you and break your heart. You listening? Yes or no? Circumstances can happen. Bottom line is this. I'm in a pit, man. I'm in a pit. What do you do when you're in a pit? And that's just different ways. Now, regardless of how you got into this pit, you're where? You're there. You're in the pit. And if I get loud, I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. Okay? You're there. So here's the question. And we're just rolling. We're getting somewhere. Are you going to quit in the pit? Well, life's the pits. I quit. Is that what you're going to do? You're going to quit in the pit? Is that the plan here? You're going to quit in the pit? Or is this just going to be a what? I'm from Rockingham, baby. Now, a lot of y'all don't know Rockingham, but Rockingham's race country. Rockingham is right up the road is the king of racing, Richard Petty. He's right up the road, baby. Amen? Say, this before racing went to Las Vegas and Dallas, Texas, and all over the country. It was right there in my neighborhood. Are you listening? So what are you going to do? Are you going to quit in a pit, or is this going to be a what for you? Pit stop. Now, guys, if you're in the pit, You can do all kinds of things. Like I said, you can blame, you can cuss, you can crawl, you can do whatever you think you're going to do. But the bottom line is, you need some help, and you're in the pit. And a lot of people do quit. And when I was writing this message, I got all poetic. Here we go. They pitch a fit. They want a hit. They begin to sit and even knit. You know, honestly, listen, people... Keep going. Help me now. Keep pushing me, Ray. The pit can become what? To some people, oh, they didn't like it to begin with, but they've gotten accustomed to the pit. And to even the attention that you'll get from certain people. Oh, poor baby. And that becomes their persona. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't like being in a hole. Do you say? I don't like just walls all around me and I'm on the bottom. I want to get out of that place. And that's God's will for your life, is you not to sit there and be happy there. So many people begin to feel at home in the pit. I don't want that for you. Keep moving. And they set up shop. That's what they do. And they live there. And that's the rest of their life. You want the rest of your life to be the mess that you're going through. I meet people all the time who continue to hang on to the past. They continue to think they've got a life they don't have anymore. It's over. It's gone. Move on. Are you listening? Yes or no? And you keep living like that. Oh, and you know, and she did, and he did, and they did, and whatever we used to. And man, you're deader than a hammer. What are you going to do? You going to live life or not? Get out of the pit, man. Quit setting up shop. Don't what? Don't quit. Now we're rolling. Keep looking. So make your pit a what? A pit stop. That's the plan. Have I bored you to tears or make you going crazy yet? Say, you're like, when's he going to preach? He just thinks he's a bad poet. Yeah. Well, I'm not done with the poetry yet. If you in the pit, get you some what? You see those two pictures? Back it up. John Wayne. How many knew John Wayne? Forget about you. Rooster God, we're listening over here. But anyway, and you know who that other, you know who that woman is? That's my mama. She was John Wayne to me. She was strong. And you know what? When I was in the pit, mama's in heaven. And I could hear mama say, you better get your tail out of that pit. You better get you some grit, baby. You understand? So, you need to get you some grit. Here's something else. You need to use your what? And that's where we come in today. I'm going to help you. You didn't know I could do all this, did you? Here we go. Use your wit. Amen. And take the what? Take the bit. What do I mean? And now we're moving forward with our message. We're going to get into some scripture soon here. But it's going to take some grit for you to get out of that pit, and it's going to take some wit. It's going to get you to use your mind. You've got to think. You've got to take in the Word of God. You've got to listen to good counsel if you're going to make it out of that hole in your life. But also, you need to take the bit. Now, meekness is strength under control. Say that with me. Meekness is strength under control. Where does the word meekness come from? It comes from a horse. It's the picture of meekness is a totally obedient war horse. You got this huge animal that can crush you, and he's controlled by a little something in his mouth called a what? Just a little bit. Can turn him this way and turn him that way. And if you're in the pit, I'm asking you to take the bit. Take the bit into your mouth. Accept meekness. Want to be meek in your life. Want to learn. I don't know. You might know how you got in. Maybe you jumped. Maybe you stumbled. Maybe somebody shoved you. You know, maybe you got bumped in. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is you're in the hole, man. What are you going to do? Take the bit. Don't quit. Be strong. But you can make it out of here. You take that bit into your mouth. And say, God, I need help. Say that with me. God, I need help. You've been there before? Let me see your hand. Where you couldn't do it? There's no way. I can't do it. Take the bit. Don't quit. Determine, I am getting out of this hole. But God, I can only do it by you. I've tried the clawing. I've tried the climbing. Lord, you've heard me cussing. I'm gonna try you. Amen. So cry out to God for help. Call unto me and I'll answer you. God says, I'll show you great and mighty things that you don't know. And by the way, that was written by a man that was put in a hole. Jeremiah. A great verse that we quote many times. Call unto me and I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things you know. Written by a man who was in a pit. Okay, we're going to see it in just a bit. Amen. So, let's talk about the pit this morning. Just moving forward. You're not going to be here all day, even though you might think so right now. You're not. So jumped. How do you get out of the pit? Now some answers. How do you get out of the pit if you jumped in it? How do you get out of the pit if you jumped in it? And what aggravates me to no end is somebody that jumped in the pit that wants to make excuses how somebody else put them in the pit. That's pathetic. Makes me sick to my stomach. Okay? If you jumped in the pit, own that you jumped in the pit. Are you listening today? Confess it. I get it. Say that with me. I get it. You know, big words today you don't hear. It's my fault. Let's say that. It's my fault. Guys, we can play games. I don't get you to come on Sunday morning just me to pat you on the head all the time. You feel better when you leave. Sometimes I hope you do feel better. Even if I hope you feel better. But if you jumped in the pit, you're the reason you're in the pit. It's no time for me to pat you on the head right now. It's time for you to confess, I did it. I did it. What do I mean? Sin. I mean, if your life is devastated and you're the reason your life is devastated, well, then own the fact that you did it and that's why you're devastated. Yes or no? Say, we're not going to take all day on this one. But you jumped. Agree with God. David, not going to get into the whole story of David. He's a man after God's own heart. He was a man of God. He was king. And at a certain point in his life, he saw a woman and he lusted after her and he wanted her. And he bid for her to come to him and that's what she did. And he had sex with her. Actually, she got pregnant. And then he tried to cover it up by getting her hubby to come home and act like, you know, you sleep with her. And, you know, he's just going to cover the whole thing up. And the guy wouldn't do it. And long, you know, he had the guy put on the front of the battle lines and shot to death and killed. You understand? That's some pretty bad stuff, isn't it? From a Christian? Yeah. A believer? Yeah. Did you know believers do horrible things sometimes? You know that, yes or no? Say. Can't believe it, they're a believer. Well, join the club here, okay? It happens. So that's what he did. But you know, there came a place in David's life. He was confronted. Somebody got in his face. A guy named Nathan the prophet. Didn't let him slide with him. And he confronted him on it. And David, you know what? He broke. And he confessed it. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Come on. I love this passage because this is in the book of Psalms, but it really is David's heart. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression. My sin is ever before me, David speaking. Against thee and thee only have I sinned, that I've been this whole. I've done this evil in your sight, that you might be justified when you speak it. And it's clear when you judge me. I did it. I confess it. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity. In sin, my mother conceived me. I am a sinner. Behold, you desire truth on the inside of me, God. In the hidden part, make me to know wisdom. That's that wit. Please, God, give me wisdom. I'm in this hole. Please help me, Lord. Purge me with hyssop. I shall be clean. Wash me, Lord. Please wash me. I want to be clean. You hearing the confession? Yes or no? Yes or no? And I'll be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness again. I can't hear happiness anymore. That the bones which you've broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins. Blot out my iniquities. I love verse 10. Say it with me. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And renew a what? A right spirit inside of me. Cast me not away from your presence. Don't take your Holy Spirit from me, Lord. Please. Verse 12, read it with me, please. Restore. Say it again. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. So did you get the remedy for number one, yes or no? How are you going to get out of the pit if you jumped in it? Confession. I did it. Obviously, when you're confessing, it's honest. You can't be playing a game, pulling the bull and the wool and all that mess. Amen? Be honest. Cry out to God for help, guys. He'll hear you. Did you know God? All God has to work with is sinners? Did you know that? That's all He has to work with. We act like we're all that. All God has to work with. Satan will want to condemn you, and you condemn yourself, and he'll get you to play in the blame game and the whining and to set up shop and think you can't make it because you did it. That's bull. That's bull. You can make it. Amen, say. Confession. If I confess my sins, God is what? Faithful and what? To forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me of what? I love Mitch's song this morning. Did you hear it? Singing, I don't deserve you. I can't raise my hands. My hands are dirty. But because of your grace, how can it be? How can it be that you would forgive somebody like me? So that's point number one. Number two, I stumbled. What happens when you stumble into a pit? Did you know if you stumble into a pit, guess who still did it? You did it. Well, I just stumbled. Stop the excuse making. Well, I don't like this line. Well, everybody does that. Everybody. You're never going to get whole in your life, and you're never going to get your feet back on the top of the ground and outside that hole if you don't take ownership of even your stumbling. Hello, yes or no? I stumbled. What does that mean? I fell. But don't make excuses for falling. Well, everybody falls. I fail. Yes, we do fall. That's true. But we're talking about you're in a hole. Do you want to get out of the hole or not? Say. Now, if you're happy to be in the hole, keep doing what you're doing. Or if you'll listen to me today, I'm telling you, you're going to get out of the hole. So if you've stumbled, repent. It's the same as confession, but it's different. There's a difference between jumping headlong and stumbling. There is a difference, but both of them the same way back. It's repentance. You understand? It's turning from it. It's saying, I'm sorry to God and sorry to whoever you got to say you're sorry to. Yes or no? Say. Did you know if you want to get out of the pit, it might mean you might have to go see some other people and tell them, I'm sorry. Yes or no? Hello? But certainly to God, I'm sorry, Lord, for what I've done. And I turn back to who? I turn back to you, Lord. I turn back. And again, Peter. Was Peter a Christian? Flat out. He was a follower of God. He loved Jesus, no doubt about it. But now Jesus is taken captive in the garden. And the Bible says all the disciples forsook Jesus and fled. Every one of them. Even John, the beloved. Everybody left Jesus. Amen? And here's Peter. He sat without the palace, and a damsel came unto him saying, you were with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I don't know what you're saying. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto him that was there, this fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth. I know I saw him with him. And again, Peter did what? He denied with an oath. He sort of added, like, you know, I swear.
I don't know.
After a while came unto him, they stood by and said to Peter, surely you also were with them, for your speech gives it away. You sound like one of them funky Galileans up that way. We know you were with him, man. And so Peter then began to do what? Curse. And swear, saying, I don't know the man. And immediately the cock crew. We're talking about stumbling into that pit. How do you get out? Repentance. I'm sorry. I turn back to you, God. And Peter remembered. Say remembered. He remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock shall crow, you deny me three times. I'd like you to read that last part with me. We miss it sometimes. And Peter went out and wept. Say it with me again. And Peter... Guys, when it comes to jumping in a pit or it comes to stumbling in the pit, if you're not really sincere, if you really want to get out of that pit, cry your way out. Cry your way out. It's for you to be broken. Is this an ugly message? I've come to fellowship today and they talk about that pit over there. I got to leave that. Good. Thank you. We're here to help you. Are you listening? We're here to help you. I was away this week too long at Lemon Bay High and six other high schools over at Ave Maria University. And I slept in the dorms. And you know football players smell. Did you know that?
So, yeah.
But anyway, I was there with them and... You know, we worked them hard. And at football practice, we work you hard. And guys, when you're in a pit, I'm going to work you hard. I want you out of the pit. I wish it was simple as you giving money and you jump out of the pit. It ain't going to happen, guys. It's going to come through some old-fashioned things called confession, repentance. Amen? Here's a man, Peter. He wept bitterly. Oh, by the way, did Peter get out of the pit? Somebody say. Did he get out of the pit? Say. Did he go on and become a mighty force? Come on, he's in the great cloud of witnesses. Peter, you did it, man! Yeah! And David did it. You can do it. Number three, the pit. Number three, how do you get in a pit? You jump into a pit. You stumble into a pit. Number three, you do what? Shoved. What happens when you had nothing to do with it? What happens when somebody did you wrong? And you can sing that old song, that somebody did somebody wrong song. Remember that song? A couple of you. Well, when somebody shoved you, here's what I want to do. I want to beat the crap out of them. That's what I want to do. That's what Gary Clark wants to do. When somebody shoves me into a pit, I want to grab them. I want to choke them. I want to throw their head through a wall. Oh, I know none of you are like that, though, are you? I just pray for them. God bless them. That's not me. That's not me in the flesh. Me in the flesh wants to deal with it. But me in the spirit. And that's what you need to be in. We're crying out to God. Amen? Come on. How many of you want to kill somebody? Can I see your hand? Come on. Let's say it in church. You hurt really bad, though. Because y'all are spiritual. Yeah. Here we go. What happens when you're shoved? Vengeance is mine, the Bible says. God says, I will. When someone has shoved you into the pit, if you want to get out of the pit, vengeance on your part is not going to get you out of the pit. It's going to seem like you're out of the pit, but you're really not out of the pit. You've created another hole. So it's vengeance is the Lord's. God, you're going to repay. Say that with me. I give them to you. I give them to you, God. It's not easy to do that. Let's look at the man Jeremiah, the great prophet, a man of God, a godly man. He was doing what God told him to do, going and preaching, and it got him in a lot of trouble. Then said they, come and let us devise devices against Jeremiah. For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come, let us smite Jeremiah with the tongue. Let us not give heed to any of Jeremiah's words. Keep looking. Give heed to me, O Lord, Jeremiah speaking, and hearken to the voice of them that do what? That contend with me, God. Shall evil be recompensed for good? For they have digged a what? Help me now. They've digged a what? They've digged a pit for my son. Remember that I stood before thee to speak good for them and to turn away thy wrath from them. And now they're digging a hole for me. I'm doing what you told me to do, God. And they've dug a hole for me and put me in this hole. He got shoved in. My enemies chased me sore like a bird, Jeremiah is talking. Without cause. This happened without cause in my life. They cut off my life in the what? They got him in a hole in a dungeon where it's dark and drippy and damp. They've cast a stone upon me. Water flows over my head. I hate that, don't you? Then I said, I'm cut off. Keep looking. I called upon your name, O Lord, out of a low what? Are you hearing how to deal with if you get shoved? Yes or no? Jeremiah is helping us. You've heard my voice. Hide not your ear, God, at my breathing in the pit and my cry. Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon you. Isn't that a great verse, say? You drew near when I called upon you. You said, say it with me. Fear not. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. O Lord. Thou hast seen, say that word, that last verse with me. O Lord, thou hast seen my, judge thou my cause. That's a great verse for us to memorize. Say it again. O Lord, thou hast seen my, judge thou my cause. One last time. O Lord, thou hast seen my wrong, judge thou my what? Cause. So what do you do when you've been shoved into a pit? Is vengeance yours? No. Vengeance is the Lord's. He will repay. Give those people or that person over to the Lord. Yes or no? And what he does with them is what he does with them. Now, what we want him to do is we want him to kill them. You know, we want him to choke them. We want him to do stuff. Well, if you give somebody over to God, let God do what God wants to do so that you can get on with your life. Yes or no? Okay? So cry out to God for help. The last one, bumped. So how do you get into a pit, according to at least my little time with you today? You can jump, you can stumble, you can get shoved, or you can get what? Bumped. Bumped. What do you do when circumstances have caused you to be in the pit? It's not necessarily something you did. And you can argue with me back and forth about it. What good is that? You're in the pit, man. It stinks in the pit. What do you do when you're bumped? Well, it's going to take faith. It's going to take you trusting the Lord. I'm going to trust you, Lord. Say that last part with me. I believe in you, God. You ever known anybody, or maybe you're the person yourself, that you've had circumstances come against you and you've doubted God? How could God let that happen to me? Have you ever done that? That's what Satan wants us to do. When you get bumped into a pit, that is the time that you need to cry out to God, and you've got to put your trust in Him. Okay? Now, if you're not in a pit, you probably say, well, this is Lord today. I hate to tell you, there's a good chance you're going to get in a pit again real soon. Might help you. Okay, the man Job, not his whole story. We did a message recently on Job. Job lost everything. Job lost his fortune. He lost even his children. He lost his kids, man. Lost everything. And then he's covered from the top of his head to the soles of his feet with these boils and sores and just nasty all over his body. Can't get any worse than this guy. Scraping himself. Terrible. What did he do? Then Job arose, he rent his mantle, shaved his head, he fell to the ground, and say that last part with me, and he died. Satan's number one goal for Christians, number one, is for us to blame God. Say that, blame God. That's number one. That is his only big enemy attack in our life. He wants us to blame God, period. You know what Job did? Job chose another track. Worship. Worship. Did Job get out of the pit? Somebody tell me. He sure did. He said this, naked came I out of my mother's womb, naked shall I return. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Say that last part with me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What happens if you lose your job? Say it with me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hey, I hate to say it, if you don't even have a house, you lose your home. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You think I'm crazy? I'm not crazy. I want you to get out of the pit. I want you to get on your feet again. Amen? Whining, blaming, calling names, doing whatever. Write all the letters to the cows come home. Or you can take matters into your own hands in your faith and start working. Amen? Come on. So, I believe in you, God. And all this, Job didn't what? He didn't sin. He didn't blame God. That's what that means. He didn't charge God foolishly. So we've talked about four ways to get in a pit. Keep looking. Now his wife said this, do you still retain your integrity? You're not going to blame God? Curse God and what? He said unto her, you speak like a foolish woman. What? Shall we not receive what? At the hand of God, and shall we not receive what? And in all this, Job did not what? He did not blame God. In the pit. How do you get out of the pit? That's what we've been talking about this morning. And are we done, Ray? We close? Are we done? Say, come on. Regardless of how you got into the pit, you're what? You're there. You're there. We'll just finish it up. Here's the question. Are you going to quit in the pit? You going to quit in the pit? Now, guys, I know I put a lot of this just on the individual. There's people like in my case, I had you guys praying for me and loving me and supporting me. But how many know now that Gary's not in the pit anymore? Can I just see an honest answer? Gary's not in the pit anymore. Is Gary perfect? Gary got it all done? No. But I'm not in the pit? How many, you literally knew I was in a pit? Can I say, you knew me from back, and you knew that Clark was, it was like curtains on him. Am I out of the pit because of me today? No. It's the Lord. I'm just trying to tell you honestly, guys, if you're in a pit today, you're looking at a fellow today that's telling you the truth, okay? I made it out by God's grace, and you can make it out. So are you going to quit in the pit? Don't quit. Come on. Go, Ray. Go, go, go. Or is this just going to be a what? Pit stop. You can't make the pit go away. I tried. Tried to fix it. But God can get you out. God can do it. And He did it with my life. You can try to claw your way out. You can try to cuss your way out. As a pastor, I never cussed. Until I was in that deep hole. And I remember being up in my room, up top at my house, cursing. I couldn't believe it. Did it work? It didn't work at all. My daughter heard me. You know what my daughter said to me? My dad doesn't talk like that. And tears streaming down her face. Please, Dad, don't ever do that again. It doesn't work. You hear me today? Come on. You can try to climb your way out. I'm all for effort. But your effort probably isn't going to work. I believe the only real way to get out of that pit, I'm just reiterating, I know I'm driving you crazy, is to cry out to who? To God for help. Cry out to God for help. The righteous cry. I'll end with some scriptures. The Lord hears and delivers them out of all their trouble. When the righteous cry, the Lord will deliver you. This is the word of the living God. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay your vows unto the Most High. Call upon me, God says, in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. I'm giving God all the credit today. Amen. Come on. Praise the Lord. As for me, I will call upon God. And the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice. I'm getting out of this hole, God. You feeling it? The Lord is righteous in all His ways. He's holy in all His works. The Lord is nigh unto them that do what? Call upon Him. To all that call on Him in truth, He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. He will also hear their cry. He will save them. The Lord preserves all them that love Him, but all the wicked He'll destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless His holy name. Praise the Lord forever and ever. Amen. So, are you in a pit? I'm done with the message, Ray. Are you in a pit? My question today, are you in a pit? Don't quit in a pit. Make it a pit. Stop. Get out of the pit. There's no excuse making. You can do it. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for His word this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You blessed us. Amen. Raise the bar. Come on. Get up on your feet.